You mentioned that the approval is only in the younger patients. Is there some reason to think it wouldn't work in older patients? Do you expect
it? No, it does. The difference that the FDA had was they had the data from a large study in children, and the benefit seems to be a little bit greater in children than in adults, largely in terms of the persistence of the T cells. Whether that's T cell exhaustion that's age-related, we can't say. It might have had to do with the kind of therapies that the adult patients had had prior to going on the studies. But the data that led to the approval were from a pediatric study, and just without those data from adults, the FDA couldn't approve it in that setting.
Do you expect that to happen in the near future?
I hope so. I think the two things we want to know is CAR T cells directed against CD19 the right antigen? We think that's a very good antigen. We have different CAR T cells that we're trying to see whether they work better than the existing ones, either because they go after more than one antigen, CD22 being a common one that we're targeting, either as the single antigen on the lymphoblast or in combination with CD19. The other thing we're trying to look at is, are there ways that we can genetically engineer these cells for greater persistence, knowing that that's what predicts longer-term benefit? And then lastly, are there ways we can get around the issue of resistance to CAR-T therapy, which has been commonly an issue in patients who've had blinatumomab, is that the leukemias will grow with both CD19-positive cells and CD19-negative cells. So there's still lymphoblasts, they still have the genetics that are the same in terms of the leukemia-associated mutations, but they don't have the antigen that the CAR-T cells recognize. And so we'll suppress the 19-positive cells and the 19-negative cells will grow. So that's one reason that we think these are good therapies, but still may still need some tweaks to them before we really think that they're ready for every patient out there and earlier in therapy, so we don't have to burn the bridges of salvage therapy. Maybe that could be ultimately first-line salvage therapy or even front-line for people who aren't MRD negative coming out of induction.